You know, Brian, I was just looking at my notes from throughout this morning show, and every single one of my temperature checks today, 41 degrees.
41.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. We are not warming up very quickly, considering that it's only got really about another, you know, 6 or 8 degrees before the warmth of the day. Yeah, that's pretty stable out there. So just give yourself a little extra time, bundle up. It's not particularly warm out there. It feels that like it happened very quickly. Like we had just kind of these lingering 60 degree days, and then, boom, we dropped into the 40s. That's a sign that winter's just around the corner.
It is right around the corner, and I think we needed reminding of that because we got spoiled with those days that were in the 60s. It's like, you know, this isn't that bad. I'm kind of looking forward to winter. Well, it wasn't winter yet. It doesn't become winter until late December. So, yeah, little wake-up call for us here as far as the weather goes. But, yeah, we'll live through it. We'll live through it.
That's right. Now, I am in preparation mode in my household. I'm slowly getting out the decorations. I'm making the good deacon crawl way back into the corners of the attic where I've managed to stuff all of the extra decorations. And he's like, really? But we're getting them out room by room. So overall, just kind of the tear up in the house is pretty mild. I have discovered that my granddaughter, who is 2 years old this year, she really likes nutcrackers. And so we are going to have a little bit of fun in the next couple of days pulling out, I think I must have 30 of them now that go all over the mantle. I have to pick a new one out for this year, so I'm not quite sure what it's going to be. But yeah, the nutcrackers are getting ready to come out, and then the main Christmas tree is getting set up. It is this Advent season, though, and I love that segment that I found. Now, I had started that yesterday, but there was so much great information in that. I just regenerated it for today because of our technical issues. We didn't complete yesterday's show. I know myself that I very, very easily can get caught up in the excitement of the season. And all of those steps that I talked about, well, I hope that you all enjoyed listening to them. Those are reminders to me that I have got to take these steps in order to just ease into the season. Everything doesn't have to go up right now. Just take your time. Don't mess everything up because Christmas will be here. That's the celebration of the season. We are in this purple and pink phase of life, right? With those Advent candles, which thankfully, again, another Christmas miracle that I talked about, I found that wreath right away and it was up on Saturday. So that way we were ready to talk about this Advent season. But it is a good reminder because I want to feel conscious for my grandchildren that I don't want them to get all hyped up on candy and lights and Santa Clauses and all the other things that take their direction in other ways. I want them to really make sure that our focus, which is the first thing you see when you come into our home, it is the nativity scene. That's an important part of the decorations. While it's not important, it's vital, it's focused, because that's what the whole season is about.
Absolutely. Yeah, our granddaughters, they drove by and saw our scarecrows, and I said, now take a good look and say goodbye to the scarecrows, girls, because the next time you come to grandpa's house, it's going to look different. And now all the Christmas lights are on the house, and we've got our nativity out in front and all of that. So yeah, it's a new season.
It certainly is. And here at Mater Dei Radio, so much of our preparation and the work that we are doing on the Morning Blend and also on our social media accounts, on our Hail Mary Media app and webpage, are all going to be resources that are going to help you during this time of preparation and really pull the focus towards this incarnation of our Christ. He comes to us every single year. Joining us this morning to tell us about some of the resources and prayers and novenas that you can join with Mater Dei Radio, it is our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So how are you as far as like the decorations? Do you do much in your place or do you save kind of your energy to go help the family in the big gathering?
A little bit of both. Yeah. I think I do a little bit at home, but then yeah, at my family's house, we do quite a bit. But I've got my Advent wreath. That's a tradition that we do the weekend before is we get together and make all of our Advent wreaths together, and then I take it home. And so that's as far as my decoration has got so far. But like kind of like you were saying earlier, it's you know, just taking things slow sometimes, and for me that seems to work well during Advent.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I was talking too about how Advent is a time of preparation and that we need to do our preparation to be in this time of preparation. But that includes a lot of things that we can do online. And we talk about the noise and using our phones and doom scrolling and all of those things. But we are actually encouraging everyone to please go online to materdeiradio.com. Use the Hail Mary media app, because those are the types of things that's going to help you have a very holy Advent season. Just kind of remind us, we heard from Sister Teresa earlier in the show again about her reflections that are coming up. That's just one of the many ways that Mater Dei Radio is helping you prepare.
Yeah, so if you didn't catch it earlier, Sister Teresa Harrell, who many of our listeners might know, she's been on the show many times. She's been here for Share-a-thon. She's at St. Michael's in downtown Portland and with the Society of Mary. She has a wonderful daily reflection series that she wrote for a book that came out with Acts 29 Ministries. And we were able to record the audio. So Sister came in and recorded the audio with us, and we're able to offer that to all of you, both on our webpage and also on the Hail Mary Media app. And there's the book that goes along with that. You can get that at St. Michael's, had a bunch. I'm sure other parishes have some too. Or you can just get the ebook online, follow along. That's been a great help for me, actually, even though I have already heard the reflections probably 3 or 4 times by the time they came out. I have a book and I've been going through that the last few days just to kind of really help me focus during this Advent season, during this time that can be so busy. It's been really, really helpful for me. So I really encourage you to go to our website. We have an Advent resource page there on our landing page. We also have a whole section within the Hail Mary Media app. We really try to make it simple for you, so you don't have to go and hunt down a lot of different things. It's all in one place. We also include just all of the different interviews that happen here on the Morning Blend that are focused on the Advent season, all of our different shows. We put them all together in one place for you, again, on the website and on the Hail Mary Media app. And so that way, you know, it's you don't have to go looking too far for different things to help you during the Advent season. It's all in one place. We have all of our prayers on the app as well. And I want to mention some of those shows that we have on a very regular basis. Every week we have the Glory of the Mass, so beautiful music for the season of Advent. We have one every week for that Sunday. Also for each Sunday, we have both the Sunday commentary show. We also have our 1 minute Word of the Week video. And so those are all things that are really tied to the liturgical readings and especially the Sundays throughout Advent. So really encourage all of you, if you're looking for just a simple way to help you stay focused, those are some of the things that we have.
All right. So if you want to find out all of the information, it's real easy. MaterDeiRadio.com. Look for that beautiful rose-colored candle at the top of the page. That is our Advent resource page. And there underneath it, you will find all of these great resources. Where on the Hail Mary Media app will those things be as well?
So there is a little tab, depending on the size of your phone, it's either the very bottom that says Advent resources, or you just click the more tab. It just depends on the size of your phone, but it's one of the main icons. So either along the bottom of your screen or under the more menu, then you'll see all of the Advent resources. And then if you go to the pray section, which is on the homepage, it's also on the bottom menu as well. At the very top, once you go into the prayers, you'll find the Advent prayers, and you can actually sign up for daily reminders to pray. There's lots of different options throughout this season. We have a lot of people signed up this past week, and they're getting daily notifications, so they are reminded to pray. And a lot of these prayers are just a minute or two long, but a good way to maybe inject some of that Advent prayer into your day during the season.
Well, I obviously have the phone that helps older eyes be able to see everything, because right there at the bottom of my Hail Mary Media app home screen, it says Advent Resources.
There we go. So
there it is, all set for me to get started. Sarah Kenzie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.